From then, 8 a.m. till 9 o'clock would be passed in cleaning buttons, etc. for parade, which would take place till about 11:45, the men being kept at it pretty good during that time. The order of drilling for this 2 hours and three quarters was as follows. From 9 till 10 would be physical drill. 10 o'clock till 10:45 bayonet charging, after which there would be an interval of 15 minutes. Signaling would then be given for the remainder of the time when they would be dismissed for dinner, the hour of this being from 12 to 1. A rest would be taken then till 2 o'clock when the afternoon parade took place, this taking about 2 hours and a half. The drill for this being mostly confined to skirmishing or extending order. Tea would follow this, the time being from 5 till 5:30, after which they had the rest of the day to themselves. In my idea, the men were kept at it too long and did not have much time for recreation. The same order of drill was carried out mostly the same every day until the weather began to get a bit brighter and warmer, when a series of route marches began, being carried out about 3 times each week. There were also the regular course of firing, which was carried out at the ranges at Long Branch, the distance there being about 12 miles from the exhibition camp. The firing was done by companies, each one taking their turn of 2 days each. The start from the camp would be about 9 o'clock, each man being dressed in full marching order. They would arrive there about 12 o'clock, firing taking place in the afternoon. This being done, they would stay there overnight, finally marching back to the exhibition camp the next morning. It occupied about 3 weeks for the whole battalion to finish, after which the usual order of drill and route marching was carried out, it not varying much the whole of the 7 months we were there.